Adventist World Radio.
Hello.
From broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Allison.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Lovely, lovely. We're going to be talking about the church, which is one of the fundamental beliefs of the SDA Church. And we're going to be talking about this subject as some in intro today. And then tomorrow we delve deep into it and we summarize it on Friday. Thank you so much for agreeing to speak to us.
Okay, thank you.
What is the biblical meaning of a church?
The biblical meaning of the church, it was called ecclesia in the New Testament, which is a compound word meaning out ek, ecclesia. It is a compound word ek meaning out of, then klesis meaning to call. So it refers to people who are being called out to go and serve Christ, to be his people. So referring to a group of people called to discuss, this group of people are supposed to discuss about how they can live to make happy the Lord himself. So the church people are called by Jesus to leave the world and be his own people. That's according to Luke chapter 6, verse 17, and 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 18. We are all being called to be a united people believing in Christ, especially in his second coming.
Now, thank
that's
you for
the meaning.
That's the meaning of the church.
That's the meaning of the church, yes.
And what are the roots of the Christian church?
The roots of the Christian church, it began from Judaism. If you remember Luke chapter 4, verse 16, Jesus, on a Sabbath, he went into the synagogue of the Jews. So he was part of that religion, but the Jews did not accept him, although he had wanted that the Jewish church to continue, but they were supposed to accept Christ as the Messiah. So Jesus and his disciples worshipped in the Jewish synagogues. The Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament provides context and prophecies about Jesus. Remember, all the prophets of the Old Testament, they were speaking about the coming of the Messiah, and that was Jesus Christ. So the roots of the church is the Hebrew religion, but later became the Christian church. Jesus himself established the church according to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. He said, "On this rock I will build my church." So he was speaking about himself establishing a church. And even the apostles at Pentecost, they also began to establish the church itself, led by the Holy Spirit.
Now, how does the church therefore differ, if at all, from the religious system under which Christ himself was raised?
How the church differs in times during when Jesus was raised.
Yeah, how does it differ from the religious system? I mean, Christ was
the way it differs.
Yeah, please go ahead.
The way it differs is that it differs on the organizational structure, the organization and structure. The early church was simple And also it was informal with the apostles and deacons. Mm-hmm. That's the early church.
Mm-hmm.
Then the modern church is somehow complex with formal structures, with many denominations and hierarchies. That's how the modern church is. The early church was simple and informal,
mm-hmm.
with leaders who were the apostles and the deacons. But the modern one now becomes complex because it has some structures which are many, and even many denominations also, and also hierarchies, that we have popes, we have deacons, we have bishops, we have reverends. So it's different from the first one. And maybe I may speak also about the worship and practices of the early church. It was centered on prayer and breaking bread.
Mm.
Modern church is diverse. The worship styles are different. They have many styles of worship. And the early church, their mission was to spreading the gospel through personal relationships.
Mm.
But the one that we have now is complex. It has a lot of things that makes it complex. It's no longer the same as the early church. Modern churches are large, and sometimes they win souls through campaigns, which was somehow different during the time of Jesus. So the modern churches, they use also media, social media, technology, communication, and digital media. There's a lot of things that they are doing which were not done during the early church.
Now, what is the benefit of being part of a church?
The benefit of being part of the church can be spiritual growth,
mm-hmm.
worship, prayer, and Bible study. Those are the benefits of being part of the church.
Can those not happen when one is not part of a church?
You see, you need to have fellowship if you are a Christian. You cannot, it's not good for you to be alone. Yes, you can do it at home, alone, maybe with your family, but fellowship with others. Otherwise, the idea of a church is to be together and work together in order to win souls. So doing it alone will be somehow difficult. It's better when you are doing it with others. You also need guidance from spiritual leaders and fellow believers.
Yeah.
And also you need a community to spread the gospel to, and also to bring them into fellowship. How can you do that when you are just alone worshiping? You have to do some community services. You have to do quite a lot of things that Jesus... Remember Matthew chapter 25, when Jesus was saying, you saw me in jail, you visited me. You saw me hungry, you gave... So that kind of things have to be done collectively. So, you need support systems, especially in times of need and comfort. You need opportunity to serve others in a congregation, developing leadership skills. You also need to develop leadership skills when you are a church member. You need to contribute to make a positive change in a community.
Yeah.
So I see these as benefits of being a church.
Lovely, man, lovely. Now, is it possible to worship and serve God outside of the church framework, the formal framework of the church?
It's very possible, because at home we worship without the church, because at home we can establish our own church at home. But according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, Paul, if it is Paul who wrote Hebrews, it says you need to congregate, not to do as others do, that those that stay at home during church hours. So we have to go to church and be part of a church. Yes, it's possible to be at home and worship, but according to the word of God, we have to congregate. But the Bible encourages congregating to inspire others also to praise and adore God with others, supporting one another as a church.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, supporting one another as a church, which means that the church also is a place, a community of people who are actually there to support one another, not only religiously.
Yes, because you can be teaching one another, you can take care of one another, even when they are sick, even when they are in need, they also need support from church members. So, being part of the church, I would advise that the people should be part of the church.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your time. Truly appreciate you coming through. We're going to be talking to you again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you very much.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.